From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. With the second night of Operation Odyssey Dawn underway, anti-aircraft fire has been heard in the Libyan capital. NPR's David Green is in Tripoli and says it is not clear what is being targeted.
I'm standing on the roof of our hotel right in downtown Tripoli, and the sky is lit up for the second night in a row. Night has fallen here in the Libyan capital, and there was sustained anti-aircraft fire. There were the tracers, the bright lights that you see with anti-aircraft fire just streaking across the sky for probably 10, 15 minutes. We could not hear the sound of planes. There's confirmation that U.S. planes have been in the air over Libya. It is possible. I mean that this is really a show of force from the Libyan government. It looks like from this vantage point that the anti-aircraft fire is coming from the direction of Muammar Gaddafi's sprawling military compound. It's possible the Libyan government is just sending a message that you don't want to come into this airspace.
NPR's David Green reporting from Tripoli. The top American military officer says the international military assault has secured a no-fly zone. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mike Mullen tells NBC's Meet the Press the operation could achieve its stated goals without forcing Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi from power.
It isn't about seeing him go. It's about supporting the United Nations resolution, which talked to limiting or eliminating his ability to kill his own people.
In comments broadcast by state television, Gaddafi is vowing a long war. President Obama plans to continue his five-day trip through Latin America despite American missile strikes in Libya. NPR's Ari Shapiro is traveling with the president and reports Mr. Obama's attention is divided this trip.
Members of the president's national security team are traveling with him on this trip. They are briefing him on Libya in between family outings to tourist sites and visits with foreign heads of state. President Obama insists that America's military involvement will be limited.
I am deeply aware of the risks of any military action, no matter what limits we place on it. I want the American people to know that the use of force is not our first choice. And it's not a choice that I make lightly.
This is President Obama's first trip to Latin America, and his aides insist there is no need to cut it short. Today is the family's only full day in Rio de Janeiro. Tomorrow he flies to Chile, then on to El Salvador. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president in Brazil.
Japanese officials say they've made some progress in their attempts to cool reactors at the quake-damaged Fukushima plant. They say the least troublesome units are under control after nuclear fuel storage pools finally cooled to safe levels. But the safety of food and water remain a concern. This is NPR News from Washington. The European Court of Human Rights has overturned an earlier court ruling, saying that crucifixes in public classrooms in Italy do not violate a student's freedom of conscience. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Rome. The crucifix debate has divided European Catholic countries from their more secular neighbors that observe strict separation of church and state.
The case was brought before the Strasbourg-based court by a Finnish woman living in Italy who objected to crucifixes in her children's classrooms, arguing they violate freedom of conscience. In a 2009 ruling, the court sided with the woman, saying crucifixes in public schools could be disturbing to non-Christian or atheist pupils. Italy appealed and had the support of more than a dozen countries, including Poland, Russia, Ukraine, and Bulgaria, that had all suffered religious persecution under communism. On appeal, the court said Italy has done nothing wrong and found no evidence the display of crucifixes in classrooms might have influence on pupils. The Vatican hailed what it called a historic ruling, while the plaintiff's lawyer, Massimo Albertin, said it showed the Vatican is too strong for individuals. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The U.S. Coast Guard is looking into what's causing a sheen in the Gulf of Mexico. Officials say they're collecting samples to determine exactly what it is. They're also trying to determine how large an area the substance covers. One Coast Guard official tells the Associated Press it was first reported as an oil sheen, but they have not confirmed it is oil. New York appears to be cracking down on tour bus operators following last weekend's bus crash in the Bronx that killed 15. A state official says a single checkpoint in Friday's sting operation resulted in 14 out of 14 buses ordered off the road. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News.